Representatives from the major domestic car companies are in Washington today to meet with President Bush. The visit by the CEOs of GM, Ford, and the U.S. arm of Daimler Chrysler comes at a time when the administration appears more willing to work with car makers. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
There was a time not so long ago when the heads of GM, Ford, and Chrysler couldn't get a meeting at the White House, even though they were closing plants and laying off workers. But last November, the president finally sat down with the domestic automakers, and more recently, in his State of the Union address, Mr. Bush laid out an ambitious agenda to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil.
Tonight, I ask Congress to join me in pursuing a great goal. Let us build on the work we've done and reduce gasoline usage in the United States by 20% in the next 10 years.
And achieving that goal will in large part depend on cooperation from Detroit. The domestic automakers have pledged to double their production of cars and trucks capable of running on corn-based ethanol or biodiesel to 2 million vehicles by 2010. But producing all those vehicles is one thing, filling them up is another. Of the nation's 170,000 service stations, only around 1% offer E85, the ethanol gas mix many flex fuel vehicles run on. That's expected to be one of the main topics of discussion at today's White House meeting. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.